and wake you up. But they, when you go to reach them, they'll disappear.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Did you ever see it?
Well,
I lived in a house up there on my. I used to be going up the steps, and I'd meet them coming down the steps with a bone clove on their head.
Oh, the ghost?
Yes. Two bone clothes died there.
Well,
just like him. I see him there all the time walking around here.
Well, he don't bother you.
I ain't scared of him.
That's that thing on your eyes. Where are you?
We'll be getting the coffee. this is Samuel cough, is that all right?
Mm-hmm. That's just fine. Thank you.
There's the sugar. Put your cough in there.
Okay.
Well, that little girl was kind of young, wasn't she?
Who that?
That little girl that was around here.
Yeah, and then after I told her about the ghosts, she wanted me to tell about root waking. I told her I don't know nothing about root waking. I said from the, I can see ghosts because I've bone with a card on my face. But I said from that on, I go to the Bible. I don't know nothing about root waking.
Root waking?
The Bible said don't bother with witchcraft.
Is that witchcraft, root waking?
And that's what the Bible calls
it,
witchcraft.
Well, that's right.
Tell us.
Yeah, does.
Do you like milk in your coffee?
No, thank you.
Just black?
Just coffee.
Nice. That's the way I drink mine. Now you can have more when you get ready.
Come on, sit down, Judge.
There's the sugar. I'll sit over
there. Might have the table.
I got everything off.
Wait a minute, these biscuits are delicious.
Well, you want some more?
No, I'm not saying that. Planning that.
Something for y'all to have. Don't, is that catching what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I hope it is at any rate.
I'm afraid.
You don't want that conversation, do you?
Just any kind of conversation.
Man.
Just any kind of conversation.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. But you were born here, weren't you? When you born in Augusta?
Oh, my old foreparents was slaves here, under the Dunningtons and the Busses. My grandfather and grandmother, Grandmother Millie and Grandpa Allen, they was enslaved. And all of us was raised there. My mother came up there, see, they raised their children.
Yeah.
And then all of us come on up. When they freed them, when Abraham Lincoln signed that pen and freedom, a lot of them stayed on with the old master.
That's right. That's
because
right.
They loved them.
Mm-hmm.
They were
mm-hmm.
good to them.
Yeah.
And they were good to my parents. And the young children, I come on up with all of them and the rest of them, not all the old hair's gone, but I got just a lot of the young children here that mm-hmm. I know. I raised 72 children, white children.
White
they
children?
Didn't get a scratch.
Yeah,
not while I was out tending to them. And I never hit one. Mm-hmm. I tell them so much foolishness. They love me and they just do anything I tell them. And I had to teach them the prayers. You know, I think every child that ever been taught was learned, the first prayer was lay me down to sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when they got over that, you taught them the Lord's Prayer. And the little girl, she was about this high, but the little boy wasn't quite big as her. And she got on and said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The little boy got on there, and he wasn't big as her. Mm-hmm. And it was so funny because nobody didn't tell him to say it.